reach, sportsbeatok.com, and are tuned into the Catch a Warrior Sports Network. It's back to Kiefer for second-round tournament action. Your Warriors are chasing another tournament championship and will face Oaks tonight in the semifinals. Let's get out to the gymnasium. And your announcer for tonight's game, Davey Van Poole.
Good evening, Warrior fans. This is Davies Van Poole, the voice of Ketchum Warriors, alongside Grant Van Poole. Pre-game show, as always, brought to you by Austin Brown State Farm Insurance in Vinita for all your insurance needs. Austin Brown State Farm Insurance in Vinita. Got about a minute 38 on the clock as the warm-up is still going on as we prepare to take on Oaks in the semifinal game here at the Kiefer Tournament. The winner will face Kellyville tomorrow night at 8:30 in the championship, and hopefully that'll be us just watching warm-ups out here. I'm expecting a good game right here. Our Ketchum Warriors will be wearing their white uniforms with blue trim, and the Oaks Warriors will be wearing deep maroon with white trim. If you're just now joining us and missed the girls' game earlier, the girls will play Hulbert tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Again, the girls will play Hulbert tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Just about ready to go as both teams head in now. Game in front of us was just an awesome, exciting girls' game that ended up going all the way down to the wire. And Kiefer will play, in the girls' half of the bracket. I was looking at my bracket wrong. Sorry, I had a brain cramp there, folks. Kiefer will play Clinton in the championship tomorrow night.
You must have those often, but I'm surprised you forgot what they're called.
Whatever. Starting lineups for the Oak Warriors. Number one, Fields. Number 10, Morrison, and he's about 6'7", but he's skinny as a rail. Number 32, Romanos. Number 35, Cummings. And number 11, Beaver. Starting lineups for your Ketchum Warriors. Number 22, Miles Monacle. Number 4, Parker Reisman. Number 23, Hunter Chandler. Number 11, Jaden Martin. And number 21, Tyler Goins. Just watching warm-ups there, both teams were very quick, running up and down the floor in a hurry. And so I suspect we should have a good high-scoring offensive game here. Both teams are out on the center, ready to go.
Would you say we have a good height advantage besides one person?
Besides number 10 there, who's like 6'7".
Yeah, besides one, we got a pretty good height advantage.
Yeah. We control the tip. Jaden Martin takes it down, layup, and he scores. 2-0.
Miles Monacle steals the ball.
Might have a dunk right here. Nope, he'll put the layup in.
We'll take it. 4-0 now.
Hey, that was a smart move. He didn't want a chance missing it and losing the momentum. Miles got the steal and the layup there. Good job. Number 32 with the ball in the corner. That's Romanos. He'll put up a shot. They're going to call him for a walk.
He gets called for a walk.
Hunter Chandler inbounds the ball to Parker Reisman. Almost goes over his head. He gets it back to Chandler, back to Reisman. He'll split the defense with the layup. 2 points. 4-0. Don't make that 6-0. Excuse me.
Good job.
Still learning my numbers occasionally. Number one, Fields with the ball. He'll kick it to 11, Beaver. Now to Morrison, who's their tall kid. Back to Romanos. He dribbles to his left, to his right. Tries to get the ball to Morrison. Tyler Goins with the steal. He gets it to Hunter Chandler. He's down to the corner. Kicks the ball out to Parker Reisman, and it's going to get stolen by Field. Could have called a foul on either player there. They did a good job of no calling it. Cummings with the ball. Now back to Beaver. He's going to drive in. turns around to shoot. Monica will slam that into the wall with the block there, but Hunter Chandler's going to get the
No, Jaden Martin.
Jaden Martin going to get fouled.
I was like, Jaden was the one guarding him underneath the goal.
Beaver on the line, shooting 2-0 Warriors. Excuse me, Ketchum Warriors, that is, because Oaks are the Warriors as well. Not that we have a big listening base in Oaks, America. He makes them both 6-2. Monocle to Chandler to Martin, to Reisman, back to Martin. Going to go off of Martin out of bounds.
That was not off Jaden.
I think it went off his foot.
No.
Ketchum crowd did not appreciate that call, but I really do think the official got that right.
No.
Beaver with the ball now. He'll kick it down to Cummings in the corner. Now to Morrison. Big man's up the top of the key. He's not posting up down low. I don't know why they don't post him up. I say that, and then he goes down there and posts up.
And he walked.
He did. He took 3 steps on the turn.
Now we know why he doesn't post up.
We're going to full court press this. Chandler inbounds to Reisman, back to Chandler.
To Martin.
Martin back to Chandler, to Reisman. He'll go for the layup. Nice move, Parker. Man, I don't know what's gotten into Parker Reisman since Christmas. He's a different player. They take each other in for the shot. Missed
over the
good.
Back.
He went around him.
Over the back.
Fields is going to get the rebound, and Hunter Chandler is going to tie him up. We're at 5:52 to go here in the first quarter. It's 8-2, Ketchum over Oaks. Oaks ball underneath their own goal.
Gilbert Owens inbounds the ball, and Hunter Chandler gets it right off the back to Jaden Martin.
He tried to throw it off of Hunter Chandler's foot, but Hunter caught it, threw it to Martin. Martin goes to the other end, puts the layup in, and it's good, and it's 10-2 just like that. 5:44 to go here in the first. We've got a full timeout. Be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sportsnet here on SportsPeteOK.com.
We have breaking news from Vanita, Oklahoma. Your State Farm agent, Austin Brown, has moved to a new location. You can now find his office and team of insurance experts at 3rd and Illinois, one block east of Clanton. Reports indicate you will receive the same great service at the new location, and their commitment to you is still the same. Repeating, Austin Brown's State Farm Insurance Office has moved to the Rock on the Top at 3rd and Illinois. If you need directions or help with your insurance coverages, give them a call. 918-256-6424.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
And we're back as Roman Hill passes to Morrison. He shoots, misses, no good. Hunter Chandler with the rebound. He'll bring him the other way. He's going to take about a 30-footer. No good off the side. Ill-advised shot, in my opinion, there. Roman Hill brings it down. Just out of the reach of Miles Monocle, tried to steal it. Now Romanos will take a 30-footer, no good. Monocle with the rebound. He gets it to Chandler.
5 minutes left, scores 10-2. Ketchum on top.
Jaden Martin from the corner, no good. Monocle with the rebound down low, back up with the right hand, strong, and it's in for two. Miles is going to own the boards on that big kid tonight because Miles is 100 times stronger. Fields with the ball now. He'll kick it over to his brother. He puts up the shot. No good. Rebound's going to go to Fields. He'll kick it back around. That's not his brother. That's Beaver with the ball there. That's miscatching the number on his uniform there. Fields underneath. He puts up a hook shot. No good. Rebound Morrison. He puts up the shot, and it's good. 12-4 is your score. Catch him in control. 4:09 on the clock. Parker Reisman will just come down and take a three. He misses, no good. Rebound by Goins. He goes back up. He misses, no good. Fields finds Beaver in the corner. He drives in, kicked it back to Morrison. Does a fancy little piece of dribbling, and he's blocked by Monacle. But then Romano steals it by Monacle, gets it to Beaver. He's going to drive in. He takes the shot, and Monacle gets called on the foul there. 3:37 to go here. First quarter action. We're up 12-4. Beaver's on the line shooting two. First shot is up and in. Well, I guess they counted the back. I didn't realize that. It's 12-7 now. Jaden Martin with the ball. And Romano's is going to get called for a foul. That was kind of a ticky-tack foul. 12-7 to score. 3:34 to go in the first. Goins gets the ball on the end.
Don't dribble.
Now around the horn to Monacle. To Chandler. He'll throw an ill-advised pass. It gets knocked out of bounds.
I want to point out, you said brother earlier.
I said it was Beaver, not Fields.
Well, nobody has the same last.
I know. I thought they were both wearing number one. They faked me out. Chandler passes the ball off to Goins. Misses. Gets his own rebound. Goes up for the shot. Misses again, but gets hammered, and he'll go to the line for two.
I like to point out your mistakes. It's fun.
I'm well aware of that. Been bored most of your life, haven't you?
No, I've been catching a lot of your mistakes because they happen often.
Goins' first shot. That was a rocket, but it went in. 13-7. As always, want to throw a little shout-out again tonight to Kansas City, Topeka, to Arizona, and to Kuwait. Thank you guys for always tuning in and listening. We appreciate it. Goins on the line for his second shot. He'll nail that as well. It's 14-7 with 3:16 to go in the first quarter. Romanos has the ball.
Hunter Chandler tried to foul. Well,
Chandler's kind of playing a little crazy right now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's
Morrison
out of control.
Morrison with the ball, and he gets the field. Around the horn to Romanos. He'll find Morrison at the post now. Guarded tightly by Monacle. Shots up, no good. Monacle with the rebound. He dishes to Jaden Martin. He'll get it to Risen in the corner. Nice move by Parker there. Wow.
Parker stepping up.
His game is so much improved since the Christmas break. With a different kid up there.
Mm-hmm.
That was an athletic twist and shot. 16-7.
Well, he was already athletic.
He just wanted to have a good year.
Yeah.
Fields is going to nail a three and make it 16-10. Goins gets the ball. About 6 foot shot. And he makes it. 18-10. Fields will take a three.
That was flat.
In and out. Rebound Monacle. He kicked it out to Martin.
Parker's open.
They find Hunter Chandler wide open here in the corner. He'll pop a three. No good. Going to go out of bounds off of Fields. It'll be Ketchum's ball underneath our own goal. 2:06 on the clock. First quarter action. We're up 18-10. Nobody guards Reisman. They throw in the ball. He shoots, misses. Monacle with the rebound. He shoots, misses. Romanos takes it, gets it forward to Beaver. He puts up the shot, and he'll get hammered by Chandler. 1:56 to go here in the first quarter. We're still up 18-10. Both teams showing a lot of athleticism as we run up and down the court in a hurry.
Now he gets ready for a second shot.
Missed the first. He'll make the second. 7-point game, 18-11. Monacle inbounds to Chandler, who semi-slowed it down.
Hunter puts it above his head, and it gets stolen.
Romanos with the steal. They kick back to Fields. He puts up the shot. In and out, no good. Reisman with the rebound.
Slow down. Slow down.
Risen will have it stolen by Romanos. He puts the layup in and scores.
If we put the ball above her head, we can't do anything.
Well, Hunter trying to be Mr. NBA there again. He just does it again.
And
Parker,
yeah.
Risen's going to bail him out.
And he airballs it. if we slow down and play their game, we're not good. But if we keep doing too fast of moves,
well,
we're not good either.
Hunter's just got to use his brain. Number 11 just got called for a...
moving screen?
No, he's the one that went down. He faked it. He didn't make contact there.
There's a call for that?
Yeah, he was trying to bluff one.
I didn't know there was a call for that.
It's not called flopping, but it's something similar to that. Almost never called. Chandler takes the 12-footer, misses everything. Hunter not on his game tonight. Ryan Lewis fixing to come in. As I say that, Hunter makes a steal and tries to do
an NBA shot.
Michael Jordan layup. Misses, but they aren't going to call the foul there.
That was a good comparison because that's exactly what it looked like.
You guys remember the Bulls-Lakers game where Jordan took the ball after he was already in the air, moved it from his right hand to his left hand, and then shot a scoop layup under the goal. That's what he was trying to do there. I'd show you, but I don't want to embarrass you.
You'll be embarrassing yourself.
He'll make one of two. 19-13 is your score. Romano's with the ball out front. Now to Fields. Back to Romano. He'll put up the shot. No good. Rebound Jade Martin. He'll lose it to Fields, who put the layup up. No good. Rebound to Monaco. 24 seconds to go.
Ryan Lewis had come in for Parker Reisman.
Yep. Lewis gets the ball to Goins in the post. He does a nice little reverse layup. 21-13. 8-point lead. 10 seconds to go. Beaver with the ball now. They try to find Morrison, and Monaco will get called for a cheap foul there.
He did that one.
He did.
Yeah. He did make contact with him, but it was barely any.
Yeah. Van Poole come in for Monaco now. That's his second foul. He's on the boards, though. 5.3 seconds to go. Ball's inbound at the tire. Now to Romano. Now to Morrison. He'll shoot at the buzzer, but it's no good. Yeah, at the end of one quarter, we've got a 21-13 lead. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warrior Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
You already know the Artichoke Restaurant in Langley serves outstanding steaks, chicken, and seafood. But did you know they cater? So when you are planning your party, reunion, wedding, or corporate event, give the Artichoke a call. 918-782-9855. Visit our cozy dining spot north of Langley on Highway 82. You will see why the Tulsa World has given the Artichoke a 4-star rating. Reservations are recommended and can be made on our website, theartichoke@grand.com, or by calling 918-782-9855.
Grant, go ahead and give us a scoring recap.
Hunter Chandler has one. Miles Monaco and Jade Martin both have four. And Parker Reisman and Tyler Goins both have six.
Tyler Goins puts that shot in right to start the second quarter.
Tyler Goins has eight.
10-point lead, largest lead of the night for us. Van Poole's going to get called for a push. I think that was a weak call. I think Morrison was jumping.
Yes, I do.
23-13 is your score, 7:36. Second quarter action.
They are definitely calling fouls this game. They're calling them both ways, though.
That's true, but that doesn't bode well for our big guys down low.
Oh, how is that one not if they're going to call all the others?
They're going to give the Warriors out of our tool and catch him out of bounds, though.
Guy jumped up and sort of, oh, well, I don't know how to describe it. As Trevor puts the ball on the floor, and guess what? He loses it. Both players don't put the ball on the floor.
Long shot from Beaver is a brick, no good. Chandler makes an errant pass to Martin. It'll go out of bounds.
Should have just slowed it down.
Once again, I don't know what's going on with Hunter. His head is not in the game. I'm not real sure why Coach Banker's leaving him in there unless he's trying to get him to work through it. Morrison with the ball. And Goins is going to get called for the foul there. Thought he was going to get the block, and he jumped up, and Morrison kept on dribbling him.
The guy wasn't shooting, though.
Got him in the air. He was shooting at the very end.
After
contact was made, it was all in motion.
NBA continuation,
Morrison's
pretty much.
First shot is no good. Clanks off the back of the rim.
Second shot's up. It's also no good. Rebound, Tyler Goins. Gets it to Jaden Martin. Jaden brings it down. Over to Hunter Chandler now. All the way over to Trevor Vample. He puts it up and in for two.
That's a good pass. Trevor was sitting wide open underneath the goal on the left side.
25-13 now the score.
Reisman and Farrar set to check in here momentarily. Tyre with the ball. He'll kick it off to Beaver. Now the Black Owl.
Woo!
Tyler Goins swatted the ball. Chandler, Martin, off the glass, 2 points. That's one of the best blocks I've seen
yeah,
all year.
Yeah, and the guy flopped at the end. That
he
made it even funnier.
Definitely flopped. Goins made real clear he wasn't anywhere near him. Fields with the ball. He'll kick it out to Beaver in the corner. Around the horn to Black Owl. He'll shoot a long three, and he makes it. 27-16 is your score. Martin brings it across half court. He'll get knocked out of bounds by Field. It'll be Ketchum's ball at half court. Hunter Chandler will have a seat. Jaden Martin will have a seat as Reisman and Farrar come in. Nope. Martin comes back in. Goins has a seat. So you've got Lewis, Reisman, Farrar, Vanpool, and Martin on the floor. Martin gets the ball to Vanpool. He puts it in for two.
Good job, Trevor.
Morrison, their big kid, kind of plays the point on his defense and up top sometimes. I don't know why they don't have him down low.
He must be fast because he doesn't look like he's built for down low because he doesn't.
Yeah.
He's not big. He's tall and linky.
Monocle comes back in. Vanpool will have a seat. 29-16, 13-point lead, 5:35 to go till halftime. Jaden Martin brings the ball up. Parker Reisman, he throws it right back to Jaden. Jaden had never turned around to look in. It hits Jaden in the head, goes out of bounds. That was what we call Keystone Cops.
Never heard of that one.
Look it up.
Is it an old term?
Well, it's an old term, but it's been around and used for a long time.
Shots up on the other end. No good. Rebound, Monocle. To Martin. Lewis, who gives it to Martin, but throws it too much. That was more like quarterback pass right
there. Yeah, out through his receiver, Jaden Martin, by 10 yards there, and it goes into the wall.
Man, that was literally 10 yards.
Black Owl inbounds the field. Beaver with a nice little scoop lay up there. It goes in. 29-18, 11-point Warrior lead. Monocle with the ball. He'll kick it back to Martin. He's at the top of the key.
Farrar's open on backside.
Martin tried to get Monocle cut into the goal, and Monocle didn't know he was supposed to cut to the goal, so the pass goes out of bounds.
We are working on all cylinders.
We were having
tonight.
Some communication errors here the last couple trips up down the floor. James in the game now for Oaks. He'll get the ball in the post, turn around, put it up. No good. Miles Monocle with the rebound. Ryan Lewis brings it down.
Zach Farrar in the corner. Zach Farrar in the corner.
Parker Reisman's going to drive from the corner of the opposite side and put a layup off the glass.
Zach Farrar's been open two times down the strip now.
31-18 is your score. Black Owl will take another long three. No good. Monocle with the rebound. He'll get it to Martin. He's going to lose it, but Ryan Lewis will pick it up. He loses it back to Jaden Martin. Now he gets it back to Ryan Lewis. He drives in for a layup. Off the glass. Oh, missed, but he'll go to the line for two.
I didn't think there was much contact on that one.
Just a little bit down low.
cutting with his body.
But it's just as much contact as they've been calling on the Sikikaki fouls for them to call it, I'm guessing. I didn't see any, though.
3:46 to go till halftime. We're up 31-18. Lewis misses his first one.
That was.
I can't believe I'm going to say this about one of Ryan's shots, but that's a little too soft.
Yeah. I was like, that was not his normal.
His second one hits the front of the rim, but spins over and goes
in. It was still a whole lot softer than what he normally does.
We're going to put the full court press on. Parker Risen's going to get called for a foul.
They said push, but his arm was straight up in the air.
Well, but he was moving. He got him with his body. And that'll be our seventh, so they'll go into the 1-1. They've got five, so we're still two away from the 1-1 on our side. Beavers on the line.
Parker Risen's open the corner, but Jaden Martin drives down, puts up a shot. It's in, and he's going to the line shooting.
A little double pump, left-handed flip there. Kind of seemed like he stayed in the air a long time on that one.
Yeah.
He made the bucket. It's 34-18. Hunter Chandler set the check back in. He nails the shot. 35-18. Jaden Martin will have a seat. Hunter Chandler checks back in. Beaver brings the ball up for Oaks. He'll find Tyre at the top. Now over to Black Owl.
Did you see Cummings throw Hunter Chandler there?
No, I missed that, but they did call the foul down there at the bottom on field. That's their seventh now.
Well, Hunter Chandler was trying to go down low, and Cummings wasn't going to let him do that. And he sort of
kissed him out of the way.
Yeah.
Ferrar will have a seat. Goins comes back in. 30-second timeout by Oaks. We'll take one, too. 3:15 to go here until halftime. We're up 35-18. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'Em Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
To make your laundry chores a little easier, come check out our new commercial Speed Queen front load washers and dryers at Laundry Express, located in Langley and Bonita. The Laundry Express in Langley is located behind Grand Lake Bass Lube on Highway 82. And if you want to drop off your laundry and let us take care of it for you, visit our new location in Bonita at 456 North Wilson. Laundry Express is conveniently open 7 days a week. Laundry Express, a proud supporter of the Ketchum Warriors.
And we're back, Warrior fans. I thought Goins was fouled. It was Monocle that was fouled as Miles goes to the line. Puts his first shot up, and he nails it. And folks, I'm going to tell you, we're sitting up here near the top on the home side, and the Kiefer Gym is really nice, and they've been super friendly to us. But it's about 95 degrees in here.
About 95?
I was just looking down there at Miles as he makes his second free throw. Looks like he just got out of the swimming pool. I mean, those guys down there are soaking wet. It is so dadgum hot in here. And we're going to get a jump ball. I used to pay money to go sit in the sauna, and I can just come in here.
You've been to a sauna?
Good thing I smell pretty when I sweat, huh, man? Be careful how you answer that one.
I'm about to pass out.
Fields dribbles the ball. He dishes it off.
He gets swatted by Monocle.
It's James. Monocle swats it. Risman comes back the other way. He'll take the 12-footer. No good.
He got fouled.
Beaver will get called the foul on the block out there. He'd have just left him alone. He'd have got the rebound and gone the other way, but he exaggerated his walkout.
They're calling two shots on that one. It's not 1-1, so it was on the shot.
37-18. And it bounces around and crawls in. That makes it a 20-point lead, 38-18. Monocle will have a seat. Jaden Martin comes in. 2:49 to go till halftime. And the second one bounces around and crawls in, too. 39-18. Well, if all goes well, we win this game like it looks like we're going to. We'll play Kellyville tomorrow night at 8:30 in the championship.
Tyler Goins should have been just called on the foul against Bennett. He went for the slot, hit it out of bounds, but he hit him.
I saw that.
Should have been a foul.
And remind you, the girls will play at 1 o'clock in the Consolation Championship against Holbert. Blackout takes the shot. No good.
Martin with the rebound. He brings it down. Fancy piece of dribbling. Gets it down. Over to Lewis. He drives down. He gets the ball stolen.
Blackout takes it the other way.
He walks. He goes to shoot it. Jumps. And just comes back down. Hunter Chandler with the long three, and it goes over the rim and in.
42-18, 2:09 to go. Not doing anything just awesomely, incredibly out of the ordinary, just playing good, solid basketball with a lot of hustle on defense. It's creating a lot of opportunities for us on the other end, two-on-threes and such. Ooh, Ryan Lewis just, I think he got all ball, but they're going to call him for the foul on that.
He grabbed the ball, and the guy held on to the ball for so long, his feet came out from underneath.
His feet came out from underneath him, yeah.
But I can't see how they call the foul on that one.
I can't, too.
The guy landed straight on his back.
Beaver will go to the line for two. He'll miss the first one. Vanpool and Farrar will come in.
Goins and...
I thought Goins and Chandler will have a two.
I don't know what they're saying.
I don't either. He came back and said one.
Should have been 1-1.
Oh, I don't know. They came over and tell Coach Brinker something, and he bought whatever they told him.
Well, whatever.
How do you really argue when it's 42-18, though?
Yeah, and you can't even change the call anyway.
Yep. That shot is no good. 1:49. Jaden Martin takes it back the other way.
Jaden Martin's open, and now he's not.
Punch Ryan Lewis.
Farrar.
Farrar in the corner.
He's going to drive down. Puts it up.
They're
going to call
a charge. Well, he jumped sideways when he shot. I don't know how that
was. Two guys flopped.
Yeah, but the two Oaks guys hit each other.
Yeah. Farrar didn't hit either one of them.
I know. Farrar used his superpower strength on that one. That's it.
He had Casper the Friendly Ghost help.
We'll have to ask him what his superhero name is.
Zach hit one of them and Casper hit the other, and they got a charge on.
James gets the ball on the post. Vampel goes straight up. James decides he doesn't want to get the shot. Tries to pass it back to Tyre and passes it out of bounds. Ketchum's ball, 1:15 to go till half. We're up 42-18. Jaden Martin brings the ball up. Did get it blocked. Tries to tip it to Parker Reisman, who was running in too fast.
Goes off his hands and out of bounds.
Romanos will inbound to Beaver. Fields with the ball now to Beaver. Around the tire. He kicks the ball to Morrison. You know, their big guy had done squat tonight. They didn't even post him up. I had 6'7", I'd post him up every play.
There's no way he's toasting up Trevor Vanpool, though.
No, or Miles, either way.
Or Tego, any of our post players.
And
Willie.
They have a massive air ball fired away by Fields there.
I'd say all of our post players outweigh him by 50 pounds.
Yeah, he's skinny, but, hey, he should be quick then, right?
Yeah.
We don't know. Anyway, Reisman's got the ball. He
dribbles it right in.
Beaver takes it.
Beaver's hands.
But he goes back and gets the block. It looks like Roman
Fields put it in.
Fields puts it back in. 42-20.
Zach Farrar is wide open for a three.
And he nailed it. 45-20, 12 seconds to go. Martin tips the ball out of bounds off of Fields.
Farrar, Vanpool, and Lewis will have a seat as Goins, Chandler, and Monocle in the game.
10 seconds to go. We're up by 25 points, more than what they have scored.
They could double their score and we'd still be winning.
Yep. Jade Martin dribbles himself open for a three, shoots it, misses. Romanos with the
four
rebound.
4 seconds.
He'll get it to Beaver. Beaver tries to draw the foul on Martin there. There's no call. And there's the buzzer at halftime. We've got a 25-point lead, 45-20. We'll be back in 2 minutes for the recap. Thanks for listening to the Catch and Warrior Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
At the Bank of Grove, we're committed to serving you. When you call during business hours, an actual person will answer the phone, courteously greet you, and assist you with your request. We believe some things cannot be replaced, and personal attention to you is one of them. So if you're looking for a bank with high interest checking, no penalty CDs, and free internet and mobile banking, call the Bank of Grove, 918-787-5900. The Bank of Grove. It's about relationships.
Get ready for the big game by stocking up on snacks and beverages at Buddy's Foods. Located in the heart of Ketchum on Highway 85. Buddy's Foods is a proud supporter of your Ketchum Warriors. Buddy's Foods sells your favorite ConocoPhillips fuel, so stop by for your next fill-up. Buddy's Foods, 918-782-3671. Go Warriors!
We have breaking news from Vanita, Oklahoma. Your State Farm agent, Austin Brown, has moved to a new location. You can now find his office and team of insurance experts at 3rd and Illinois, one block east of Clanton. Reports indicate you will receive the same great service at the new location, and their commitment to you is still the same. Repeating, Austin Brown's State Farm Insurance Office has moved to the Rock on the Top at 3rd and Illinois. If you need directions or help with your insurance coverages, give them a call, 918-256-6424.
Hi, this is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, Oklahoma, and I want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:45 and 6 p.m. for worship. Midweek services, including Awanas and youth, begin at 6 p.m. So give us a check on the web at www.fbclangley.com or give us a call at 782-2673. First Baptist Church, Langley, proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
And we're back, Warrior fans. 45-20 here at halftime. Grant, go ahead and give us a scoring recap.
Ryan Lewis had 1. Zach Farrar had 3. Trevor Vampel had 4. Hunter Chandler had 4. Miles Monaco has 6. Tyler Goins has 8. Jade Martin has 9. And Parker Reisman has 10.
You got anybody in foul trouble?
No.
Monaco's got 2. I think everybody else has just got 1.
Yes. And we've made 2 threes.
Hey, they've been giving us the shot in the post. And, well, that's 8 players that are in the scoring there. That's pretty good. 45 points.
We had 9 fouls, but everybody either had 1 with Monaco.
Which you call spreading the wealth. Well, you know, nothing really changed in that game. We just started out. I think we got up to 8-0 or 6-0 before they scored, and then we just continued to would increase if we scored 2 or 3 times. They scored 1 or 2 times, so we scored 2 or 3 times. They scored 1 or 2 times. And then the last half of the second quarter, they didn't score any. Biggest surprise of the night, Morrison, their big kid, who we figured they'd post up. And when I say big, he's tall, but he's thin. He plays outside on the perimeter and doesn't even go down low, so I'm not real sure.
Well, I bet he doesn't weigh a buck 50.
Well, that's true, but like I said earlier, I figured he'd be quick enough to post us up and at least do some maneuvering down there, but he's not even giving us that look. They've taken a fair amount of threes. Black Owl, I think, has missed 3 or 4, so they've not missed 25 points worth of shots, but they've missed 10 points worth
of
shots.
But we also
got to
come down on our passing because Beaver's stolen a whole bunch and just missed a whole bunch of layups.
And we had a little bit of the I want to be in the NBA disease there by Hunter for a little bit there, and then he finally calmed down. Once again, some good points. About the 5th game in a row, Miles Monaco's is controlling the boards completely, and Parker Reisman playing so much better than he was before Christmas. And of course, you got the solids of Jaden Martin and Tyler Goins that are just always doing what they need to be doing, and Farrar and Van Poole doing their job when they come in. So
and Ryan
Lewis too. Not really anything we can gripe about there. You know, just a little bit on room for improvement on the turnover issue there, but obviously this game's under control. And once again, if it continues like it is, we'll play Kellyville tomorrow night at 8:30 in the championship. And just a reminder that the girls are already through to the Constellation Championship. And, you know, I was just looking at my times there, and I think I misread that. No, I'm looking in here. I'm looking for the girls' bracket. But the girls' championship is not at 1 o'clock like I thought it was. I'm looking here at the schedule, and it says that the boys are at 1. So Grant's digging through that for us real quick. See if we can get a hold of that here. Well, it says the same thing on the girls and the boys. Grant, am I reading that wrong?
No, you are not.
So, not real sure what's going on there. We'll try to get some clarification on that real quick. But other than that, that's our only uh-oh, is trying to figure out when the consolation game is for tomorrow, and we'll go see if we get some clarification on that. Anyway, we're sitting here at 4:45. We'll be back. Thanks for listening to the Catching Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Gambino's Pizza, you're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza, the largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our Mobster Pizzas, the best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out, 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
When you need supplies for a new deck or whatever project is on your next to-do list, bring your truck or trailer to Jones Hardware on Highway 85 in Ketchum. We have all the building supplies, lumber, decking, dock supplies you could shake a tuple for at. And if you want to make sure we have what you need, give us a call, 918-782-3251. Jones Hardware, the not-so-little store anymore. A proud supporter of your Ketchum Warriors.
Calling all student drivers. Get by Young's Tire in Bonita today and pick up your student discount card. And start saving $3 off your flat repair. The staff at Young's Tire offers quick service, free air checks, plus free rotation with your purchase of 4 new tires. Keep up with all their specials by following them on Facebook at Young's Tire. Or give them a call, 918-256-2127. Turn north at the Pizza Hut and follow the signs to Young's Tire at 723 East Tahlequah in Bonita.
College basketball writer, Mr. Norlander, the floor is yours.
The floor is mine. I'll take it. So my pick, listen, my final four picks are UCLA, who's been amazing on offense and was, it's probably the most entertaining team in college basketball. They're a must-watch every single time. Villanova, reigning national champions, only have one loss right now. No reason not to ride the Wildcats with how good they look. They've been so impressive. Notre Dame is my wild card pick. They lost on the road to Florida State on Wednesday night. Nick, they made 15 three-pointers, cracked the 80-point barrier, and lost. That, I'm not exaggerating. That almost never happens in college basketball. If you hit 15 threes and get to 80 points, you're winning 99% of the time. Let's have fun. Let's go with Notre Dame as kind of a wild card pick. Kansas is my last pick. And, hey, I picked the Jayhawks in the preseason to win the national title. I'm not going to move off that. They have the longest winning streak in the sport. They would be undefeated if they did not lose in overtime against Indiana in Hawaii in the first game of the season. Tremendous backcourt. Frank Mason, Devontae Graham. Josh Jackson is one of the best freshmen in the country. And they still have not gotten the consistency out of sophomore Carlton Bragg, who was expected to be a top five breakout player. So if that comes, and Kansas gets even better than what they are right now, no reason not to think the Jayhawks can't win it all. It would be Bill Self's second national title, and to me, Bill Self is so good. He will be a multi-time champion at the college level. It's just a matter of when, and I think when will come in 2017.
For more goodness from our guy, Matt Norlander, and all things college hoops, keep it locked here, CBS Sports.
To make your laundry chores a little easier, come check out our new commercial Speed Queen front load washers and dryers at Laundry Express, located in Langley and Bonita. The Laundry Express in Langley is located behind Grand Lake Bass Lube on Highway 82. And if you want to drop off your laundry and let us take care of it for you, visit our new location in Bonita at 456 North Wilson. Laundry Express is conveniently open 7 days a week. Laundry Express, a proud supporter of the Ketchum Warriors.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
We have breaking news from Bonita, Oklahoma. Your State Farm agent, Austin Brown, has moved to a new location. You can now find his office and team of insurance experts at 3rd and Illinois, one block east of Clanton. Reports indicate you will receive the same great service at the new location, and their commitment to you is still the same. Repeating, Austin Brown's State Farm Insurance Office has moved to the Rock on the Top at 3rd and Illinois. If you need directions or help with your insurance coverages, give them a call, 918-256-6424.
Welcome back, Warrior fans, and just to let you know, Jay, the only reason that you made it is Oak still hasn't broke their huddle yet.
You got lucky on your skills.
And the other reason is, Grant, correct me if I'm wrong, do we have officials?
Nope. Here they come.
Oh, they're still in the tunnel.
Well, we got one coming. We need two.
Couldn't quite finish off their burger and fries. There's the other one.
Could have said my ABCs faster and they walked out here. Reverse. It says in reverse.
Wow, you don't see the officials late very often.
Well, it's Monaco and Bounce to Hunter Chandler, and we begin the second half of basketball.
Oh! Chandler tried to alley-oop to Parker Reisman, tried to dunk, and he just missed it.
That had to be a set play.
It was.
Only try it once, they won't do it again.
You can do that when you're up by 25. Beaver with the ball now to Fields. He'll put up the shot. No good.
Rebound.
Monocle. Down to Martin. Nice little Euro step. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Martin.
How does it go off of Martin if it's going sailing in towards the sand?
The officials have it wrong. What are you talking about?
Did I just hear that from
you? Tire with the ball.
Did you just say the officials are never wrong?
To Morrison, the big guy, he kicked it back out to Beaver. Beaver back to Morrison there. He drives in, puts up the shot. No good. Monocle can tell for over the back there. He didn't mean to.
I just want to point out, you said the officials are never wrong.
They are.
You are definitely sick.
No. Have you ever seen a call overturned in high school basketball?
Yes, once.
That ball's going to go out of bounds off of Jaden Martin as he jumps to the passing lane and flips it. When did you see this call overturned?
They were going to kick a person out, and then they started talking, and they didn't do it.
Okay.
So they overturned kicking somebody out.
Beaver with the ball. He'll put up a shot as he falls to the floor.
That,
and it goes in.
That was luck.
Chandler to going. Going takes a nice little pause.
He airballs it from point blank range.
He got nothing. Beaver with the ball now to Morrison, their big guy. He's showing a lot more aggressive here. He puts up his shot, no good. Reisman with the rebound. He'll try to find Hunter Chandler in the corner. Parker just floated it too far. There's no way Hunter could have caught that unless he was 10 foot tall.
I'm also thinking that on Tego's shot down there, there's no way he ever misses the book. Yeah.
Probably got tapped at the tip a little bit. Monocle with the steal. He'll take it the other way. Finds Goins in the paint. He turns around and shoots. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes
and
back
puts it up and in with the left hand.
47-22. 6:10 left in the third quarter.
Got a 30-second timeout from Oaks, and so will we. Thank you for listening to Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
To make your laundry chores a little easier, come check out our new commercial Speed Queen front load washers and dryers at Laundry Express, located in Langley and Bonita. The Laundry Express in Langley is located behind Grand Lake Bass Lube on Highway 82. And if you want to drop off your laundry and let us take care of it for you, visit our new location in Bonita at 456 North Wilson. Laundry Express is conveniently open 7 days a week. Laundry Express, a proud supporter of the Ketchum Warriors.
In other news, as we're back, there was a presidential inauguration today, and we now have a new president.
Yes, we do.
Romano's to throw the ball in for Oaks. He'll get it to Black Owl, to Beaver. to Morrison down low.
He gives it up to Hunter Chandler.
That was a heck of an athletic play by Hunter Chandler there, steal that ball.
I thought he walked, putting the basket in.
Yeah, he might have. He makes the layup. But, man, that was a heck of a play stealing. Good job, Hunter. Reisman slaps one away, but Fields controls it. Now Beaver, he'll put up the shot. No good. Romano's with the rebound. They kick it back to Morrison. And get the ball over to Blackow.
Just dribbles around.
Tried to find a hole. He couldn't find one. No Fields to go in. He puts up the shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts up the shot.
Should
no
have
good.
Been a foul on Hunter Chandler.
Reisman with the rebound. He'll head the other way. Fields steals it. To find Beaver out in the corner. Fields will get called for an inadvertent trip on Jaden Martin. He did trip him, but he didn't mean to.
No, yeah, Jaden's just running so fast and ran right into him.
Yeah. And there is one of the mamas from O2 who has gone nuclear.
Chernobyl nuclear.
Wow. I can't imagine they're going to put up with that for very long. I'm going to tell you what just happened there. It was all in Ketchum's favor, but Beaver makes the ticky-tackest foul ever.
Like, there's no way this was a foul.
And the ref blows the whistle and turns around and looks at that mama as he calls the foul, and all that was an unofficial warning, shut up or it's going to get bad.
Hunter Chandler takes the ball and launches a three. No good. That was going in. That was quite a shot.
Chandler will lose the ball out of bounds.
Pretty sure that was off, folks.
It's 49. Oh, man.
Hey, the refs just overturned the call.
Same ref just overturned it and said, nope, that's Ketchum's ball. Woo, man. She's spewing F-bombs at him now, and he's just...
He's not doing nothing.
He's just going to make up for it on the court, which isn't fair to the kids because then they get the shaft.
No, but it's still funny to watch.
Martin with the ball to the other end.
Ankle breaker and drains the shot.
It's 53-22, 4:20 to go in the third. And while the game is interesting, the new game is how long can this lady... verbally abuse the official without somebody doing something about it. If the Ketchum fans are agging her on to see if they can get her to get in worse trouble.
Now the coach is having a discussion with the ref.
This better than Saturday Night Live. Meanwhile, Vanpool, Farrar come in and Lewis come into the game. Lewis will put up about an 8-foot floater. No good.
Vanpool, he gets swatted.
He got hammered.
Should have been a foul. They don't call it.
Beaver goes the other way. Lewis clotheslines him. He missed the blocking, but he didn't mean to clothesline.
Yeah, he hit him right in the face. But they were still mad that they didn't get the foul on the other end.
Other end, yeah. 53-22 is the score. 3:54 to go in the third. Beaver makes his first one. 53-23, even 30-point lead. And he'll make a second shot as well. Vanpool inbounds to Reisman. Take it the other way. He'll get called for a walk.
We're not going to argue that one.
Yeah, he drug his foot. I think he got it stopped. But...
Well, it was a jump stop, but he drug his foot on the jump stop, so I don't know really how to call that one. And we're up by so much. I'm not going to argue with him anyways on that.
Romanos puts up the shot. No good. Reisman on the rebound. To find Lewis in the side.
Ferrar's open on the backside, guys.
Now to going.
If they get it to Ferrar, he takes the three.
No good. Lewis with the rebound. Back to Vanpool. He puts the shot up and scores. 3:21 on the clock. Romano shot. No good.
Rebound Reisman to Lewis. And Ryan takes it down.
55-24, 31-point lead for Ketchum. Nice little 360 there by
Parker. Reisman who's going to miss the shot. Rebound. Tyler going with a little bit of a spin move himself and puts it up and in.
I got caught staring at the play. 33-point lead now. Morrison with the shot, misses. Van Poole with the rebound.
Martin and Chandler set to check in.
2:40 to go, third quarter action. 57-24. Berard dribbles in. I don't know what that was.
He tried to go a one-on-three. Didn't work. Stood on one leg, threw up the ball, and got a foul called.
So, to the line? Nope, let's say he wouldn't shoot.
I didn't say he was shooting. I said he threw up the ball. Somebody's mad about something.
They are going to say he shoots.
He wasn't shooting.
I don't know. He's a crazy-looking play to me.
He was on 1 foot, sort of leaning back, and just throws it into the guy.
Zach Farrar on the line. And he nails it.
Martin and Chandler come in for Goins and Reisman. Parker seems mad about something as he comes to the bench, shaking his head.
He didn't have his happy face on, did he?
No, not anywhere close.
58-24. 34-point lead. Make that a 35-point lead as he goes 59-24. Still in the third quarter here, in case you're wondering. Still time to get it out, get to the stores as the ball goes out of bounds. And get your Atlanta Falcons gear.
Patriots.
They've won it too much. So have the Packers.
I don't care. Cheer for the Patriots. As Jaden Martin launches a three off the glass.
He's laughing harder than anybody. He didn't call that.
As soon as he made it in, though, he just told us three in.
We're going to tell him that it's counting stats, but he didn't call it. Tyre puts up a shot. No good. Misses. Jump ball on the floor. That'll be between Cummings and Van Poole. It'll stay right there. Oaks ball underneath their own goal. 62-24 is your score.
Hunter Chandler could have just been called for the foul.
Cummings with the rebound. Now Blackout puts up a three. No good. Ryan Lewis, he'll get hammered.
That should have been a foul. Ryan Lewis was getting in. And, Romano's just runs right into him.
Yeah.
Romano's got black hair, but he has a bleach blonde mohawk. Surprised we haven't mentioned that yet.
It's trying to be nice.
You're normally the first one to mention haircuts.
We could have called him Skunk real easy, just saying.
That's exactly what it looks like.
It does. It's just blonde. And he gets the ball. He'll take a long three. No good. Rebound Hunter Chandler. He'll dribble in himself, reverse layup. That was a nifty little play. A little fancy for me, but he made it, so I won't gripe at him. 64-24, 40-point lead here.
So if he made every fancy shot he put up, you wouldn't gripe at him?
Nope, never. Fields put the layup in, makes it 64-26. Pitch Banker needs to sub here pretty quick. This game is out of hand. 40-point lead. Tyre goes the other way. He'll put up a shot off the glass. No good. He'll get his own rebound. And he'll drive around the top. Finds Blackout. He'll take a three. No good. Hunter Chandler with the rebound. 37 seconds to go. Ryan Lewis in the corner. He'll drive in a little scoop layup. No good. Van Poole picks it up and he puts it in.
He got half and they didn't even blink an eye.
This is like trash basketball right now. It's 66-26, 40-point lead. Still in the third quarter here. Blackout from the corner. He'll launch a three. No good. Fields will put one up on the rebound.
He got fouled by Lewis. They didn't say nothing.
Van Poole to Lewis. 6 seconds to go. Back out to Hunter Chandler. He'll launch a three. No good. 1 second. And that's the end of three. 66-28. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catch the Warrior Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
You already know the Artichoke Restaurant in Langley serves outstanding steak, chicken, and seafood. But did you know they cater? So when you are planning your party, reunion, wedding, or corporate event, give the Artichoke a call. 918-782-9855. Visit our cozy dining spot north of Langley on Highway 82. You will see why the Tulsa World has given the Artichoke a 4-star rating. Reservations are recommended and can be made on our website, theartichoke@grand.com, or by calling 918-782-9855.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Scoring recap, Ryan Lewis has 1, Zach Farrar has 5, Miles Monaco has 6, Hunter Chandler and Tara Vanpool both have 8, Parker Reisman has 10, and Tyler Goins and Jade Martin tie for the high with 14.
Romanos brings the ball down as we've subbed in. We've got Young, Reisman, Prine, Johnson, and Monaco on the floor. Young gets that rebound, gets it to Monaco. He'll kick it back to Reisman. Now to Colton Johnson. Back to Reisman. To get the ball to Willie Prine on the
Shelby's top post. Wide open in the backside.
Really misses the layup there.
Yeah, that was not pretty.
Does destroy Romano's in the process of it.
He runs over him and they don't say nothing.
Meanwhile, Tyre nailed down to 3. 66-31 to score.
Shelby Young now gets the ball in the corner for a 3. No good. Rebound Prine. He puts up a shot. Point blank range and it goes in. 68-31.
Good shot, Willie. Black Owl has the ball. Now to Tyre. Back to Romanos. He puts up a shot. No good. Reisman with the rebound. He'll find Colton Parker who walks.
Colton Johnson.
And Tyre has the ball to Beaver now. I was looking at Parker Reisman and Colton Johnson, and I did a combo name. It happened.
Like McKenna Lindsay and Destiny McGampsey?
Yep. Yeah, I can mess those up in a hurry. Johnson with the ball in the corner. Now back to Reisman.
You don't need effort to mess up names. Parker Reisman just called for a double dribble there.
He did. Tyre with the ball now. 5:49 to go in the ball game here. It's 68-31. Morrison puts the ball up. No good. Parker with the rebound.
He jumps over Colton to get it.
They get knocked out of bounds. It'll be Warriors ball. Catch a Warriors ball underneath our own goal. Miles Monaco's going to throw it in. Gets it to Reisman. Stolen by Fields.
He wasn't paying attention. The guy just came up and grabbed it.
Goes forth to Tyre. He misses Willie with the rebound. Reisman crosses half court. He finds Colton Johnson in the corner for a 3. No good. Goes out of bounds off of Morrison. It'll remain Ketchum's ball underneath our own goal. Shelby Young gets the inbound in the corner. He kicks it up to Willie. Willie puts about a 6-footer in and nails it. Good job, Willie. Tyre will launch a 3. He misses out of bounds off of
Young.
Young and Farrar and Vamp will come in.
And Monaco and Reisman will have a seat.
4:56 on the clock.
All starters are out.
On our side.
Yes.
Blackout drives in, puts the scoop play up in, and makes it.
That wasn't very sportsmanlike.
Nope. Van Pool inbounds the ball to Farrar.
they made the shot, and then they just chunked it out of bounds.
He finds Shelby underneath. He'll get it, put his layup in. 72-33, 4:37 to go. Catch him in control of this game. Morrison with the ball down low. A little spin move. He puts it in.
I'm surprised he hasn't been trying that all night.
No kidding. Vanpool inbounds to Farrar. Farrar gets it back to Vanpool. Vanpool finds Shelby in the corner. Back to Farrar. He goes to Young in the corner. He finds Willie underneath. Willie got hammered.
He got blocked by a guy that's 5 foot
four.
They just
caught the ball out of bounds there. Willie should be on the free throw line.
Yeah, that was the foul.
Oh, well. Vanpool inbounds to Farrar. And it'll get knocked out of bounds in the corner.
That was another foul. They went from calling ticky-tacky to not doing anything.
They're wanting this game to get over. Farrar launches a three from the corner. No good. And we're going to have a... Oh. I thought he called a timeout, but I guess not.
The ref must be hearing things.
4 minutes to go in this ball game. 72-35. Catch him in complete control. Once again, we'll play Kellyville tomorrow night for the championship, and that should be a heck of a game. If you want to tune in at 8:30 for that. We did get some clarification on the girl.
Zach Farrar gets fouled, but they don't call nothing.
The girl, he fouled on this end, though, so it is even. The girl's game is at 1 o'clock, but just had a misprint on the boys' side of the bracket in the bulletin.
Zach Farrar throws a wild pass over to Shelby Young, and it's stolen easily.
Tyre launches a three, and he'll drill it from the corner.
So far, he's been their best three shooter.
He has. They've come alive as they brought it back to a 30-point game. Did get up to 42 at one point.
And now we do a bad pass again. Kerr Vample saves it. They're going to call jump ball, though. Good sportsmanship by Beaver, though. He helps Vample up.
Yep.
And that's not a very easy task, considering Beaver might weigh 100 pounds.
I don't think he weighs that much.
Well, yeah, he might weigh 50.
Oh, we're going to have a substitute there. Into the game is number 15, Aaron Butter for Oaks.
Butter tries to screen Willie. That's not happening. Butter's maybe 5'3".
Beaver gets a shot in there and makes it.
And Willie's 6'4".
Colton Johnson to Shelby. Shelby to Farrar. Timeout, Coach Banker. He wants the 30-second timeout just to adjust something there. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warrior Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
At the Bank of Grove, we're committed to serving you. When you call during business hours, an actual person will answer the phone, courteously greet you, and assist you with your request. We believe some things cannot be replaced, and personal attention to you is one of them. So if you're looking for a bank with high interest checking, no penalty CDs, and free internet and mobile banking, call the Bank of Grove, 918-787-5900. The Bank of Grove, it's about relationships.
And we're back, Warrior fans, 2:49 on the clock, 72-44, we've got the lead. Back pull inbounds to Farrar.
Zach Farrar at the top, drives down, pulls it back out, down to Vample, horrible pass, it's stolen.
Tyre takes it the other way, puts it in the layup. 72-46.
Zach Farrar's not making
very
many good
passes. Yeah, but he just did a heck of a pass to Willie Prying down low, and Willie puts it in for his 6 point of the night.
Zach needed that one, though, because he hasn't been doing so hot for passes.
Yeah. Tyre launches another three, no good.
Jared Vanpool saves the ball from going out of bounds. He definitely went out of bounds, and they didn't call nothing.
I just kept waiting on the whistle. It didn't happen. Shelby Young in the corner. He's got nothing. He'll find Colton Johnson. Willie Prine down low. Willie loses it, picks it back up, puts it in. Willie scores again.
He's going to get a whistle here so we can get subs in. Austin Chandler and Vince Vaughn come in for Shelby Young and Trevor Vanpool.
Minute 39 on the clock. It's a 30-point lead, 76-46. Tyre's got the ball outside.
take a long three.
Boom. He's got the majority of their points. I know he does here in the second half.
He has 11 points. Zach Ferrar dribbles the ball down. Horrible pass. We're going to get another timeout from Coach Banker just so we can have subs as Cole Austin comes in for Zach Ferrar.
Minute 10 on the clock. Gets the ball to Willie down low. He'll try to dribble in, loses it, but it'll go out of bounds off of Oaks. Minute 5 on the clock. Willie will inbound it to Austin Chandler. Right back to Willie. He'll just turn around, scoop layup. No good. Rebound goes to Colton Johnson.
He drives around everyone and puts it in. That was pretty nice.
That was a good move from Colton there.
Just outran everyone, went around him, put it up and in for two. 78-49 now the score with 48 seconds left in the game. Ball shot
is no good there.
And Colton Johnson with the rebound, slows it down, gets it to Austin Chandler. 36 seconds. Warriors speeding up offense now as Austin Chandler gets the ball stolen. Spoke too soon there a second ago. Austin Chandler with the rebound, though. Should be a foul. They aren't calling nothing.
Aren't calling anything to beat my Rangers.
And this is coming from you.
Vince inbounds the ball to Austin Chandler. To Colton Johnson. Down in the corner to Cole Austin. He launches a three. No good. Willie with the rebound. He'll put it back in and score.
That was a nice play.
Willie's got about 10 now. I think he's close to double figures. If he's not. Yep, he does.
1 second.
That's ball game, 80-49. We'll take a 2-minute break. Be back with a recap and information on tomorrow's game. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'Em Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
We have breaking news from Bonita, Oklahoma. Your State Farm agent, Austin Brown, has moved to a new location. You can now find his office and team of insurance experts at 3rd and Illinois, one block east of Clanton. Reports indicate you will receive the same great service at the new location, and their commitment to you is still the same. Repeating, Austin Brown's State Farm Insurance Office has moved to the Rock on the Top at 3rd and Illinois. If you need directions or help with your insurance coverages, give them a call. 918-256-6424.
Get ready for the big game by stocking up on snacks and beverages at Buddy's Foods. Located in the heart of Ketchum on Highway 85. Buddy Foods is a proud supporter of your Ketchum Warriors. Buddy Foods sells your favorite ConocoPhillips fuel, so stop by for your next fill-up. Buddy Foods, 918-782-3671. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza, you're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza, the largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our Mobster Pizzas, the best Supreme Pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out, 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Hi, this is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, Oklahoma, and I want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:45 and 6 p.m. for worship. Midweek services, including Awanas and youth, begin at 6 p.m. So give us a check on the web at www.fbclangley.com or give us a call at 782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
And we're back, Warrior fans, as we've just beaten Oaks Hanley 80-49. Grant, go ahead and give us the scoring recap.
Ryan Lewis has one. Colton Johnson, Shelby Young have two. Zach Ferrar has five. Miles Monaco has six. Trevor Vanpool and Hunter Chandler both have eight. Willie Prine has 10. Parker Reisman has 10. Tyler Goins and Jaden Martin both have 14.
Well, Oaks obviously just didn't have it their night, and we played pretty solid on both halves there, offensively and defensively. Could have easily scored way over 100 if Coach hadn't pulled off the Wolves there in the fourth quarter. He probably could have even pulled it off a little bit earlier, so we got up to a 43-point lead there. Late in the third quarter there, but did get everybody in for some playing time there. Nobody got hurt. Everybody's healthy, ready to go. And I'm going to tell you, folks, we're going to have one heck of a ball game tomorrow night. I watched the Clinton-Kellyville team. They are good. They got a great post guy and a great point guard, probably the best point guard we've seen all year. So it'll be a good test for us. If we've won some games pretty big here lately, and we need to start playing some tough competition to get our mindset into a close game so we can see how we are going to fare when we come area, our regional area and state tournament time there. We need to play some good teams. So tomorrow night will be great for us. Two games tomorrow on tap. Don't forget the girls play at 1, Consolation Championship against Hobart. The boys play tomorrow night at 8:30 against Kellyville. Thanks for tuning in. I wish you well. Have a great evening, and we'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thanks for listening to the Catch Them Warriors Sports Network here on SportsBeatOK.com.
You're listening to the Grand Lake Radio Network. Your favorite hits all the time.